Have you ever thought about camping at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta? This is the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. She's right here. And we have our special guest today, Jennifer Sherman. She is the RV manager here at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. Now, we are here today. We're doing the podcast live on what they call Main Street. I call it a midway, but it's Main Street, they call it here. And if you are in the area of our voices, you're welcome to stay here and listen to what we do. We're going to give away a couple t-shirts. We're going to have a lot of fun for the next half hour here on the RV Life Podcast. The Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta is one of the largest RV drive-in events in the country. And our guest today is in charge of all those RVers that are here at this fiesta.
We are so excited and honored to be here at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta and to be recording the podcast live on Main Street. We have been on the road for over 2.5 years and are so grateful for all the amazing experiences that we have had over that time.
That sound means it's time for our fun fact of the day. Our fun fact today is brought to you by Open Road Resorts with 4 great locations in Montana, Utah, and Texas.
And we are excited about the Texas NE Campground that will be there in November. They have some amazing amenities and they're close to everything in and around Dallas. We are so excited to be there. Now, the fun fact. You know, the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta is the largest gathering of balloons and balloonists in the world. That's amazing.
That is absolutely amazing to have that many balloons. I don't know how many of you that are out there listening to what we're saying were in the audience this morning. Well, I have to tell you, that field was full of balloons today. It was just absolutely beautiful. Now, we're crewing on a balloon called Spirit. So we were out there this morning at 6 a.m. Oh, my goodness, 6 a.m. It's just too early to be anywhere except in my bed. So we were out there at 6 a.m. getting that balloon inflated and doing a candlestick burn, what they called it, during the national anthem. It is just an amazing experience to be here. We are going to go and take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
When traveling in your RV, how do you navigate? Do you use a paper map, a GPS, or do you use Google Maps? Our sponsor, RV Trip Wizard, has the solution, and it just works.
The Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta is 51 years old. And it was started by the famous Sid Cutter. Now, everything around here is named after the Cutters or the Cutter family. It's just absolutely amazing. He was an incredible man. It is the largest event in the world, the largest balloon event in the world. And our guest today on the RV Life Podcast has been with the Balloon Fiesta for 4 years. This is her third event this year. She is the RV manager coordinating everything RV, from parking to tent camping, all over the place. As a matter of fact, as we were sitting here ready to go on the show, the gentleman that owns that RV that we're looking at right up there, that pretty gold one, he called and asked a question. So she is the go-to person for all RVers. I'm putting her in my speed dial from now on.
Today, we're talking to Jennifer Sherman, the RV manager for the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. Welcome to the RV Life Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, well, welcome, Jennifer. And, yes. You know, as we're sitting here, this is a balloon fiesta. And we are really seeing things that I don't know that I've ever seen before. We just saw 3 human balloons walk by.
That is what it was. But let's jump in and find out more about you. The RV manager, of one of the largest RV events probably in the country. This is a major undertaking, so I have to ask, why?
Actually, I started out working for a AAA company here, then I did all their catering here during their corporate events. So I had all, they had, I'm not sure exactly how many tents, but I did about 40 lunches or dinners for them. And then I left there and came back and, or left there, and then they said there was a position open here, and I applied for it and got it.
So,
and we as RVers are so glad that you did.
Thank you.
Yes. I hear you're doing an amazing job. Now, you do live here in Albuquerque, right? You have to, I guess.
Yeah, I live in Rio Rancho, which is kind of a suburb of Albuquerque.
Okay, so not far. And so growing up, you've been here for how long have you been in Albuquerque?
I've been in Rio Rancho almost 17 years. 17 years in March.
Okay, so most of your life.
Most of my life.
So had you come to the Balloon Fiesta while you were living here, before you started working here?
Yes. When I was living in Roswell, a youth group used to come up here every year. And that was our trip every year. So I've been coming since I was quite young. So.
Oh, okay. And now, have you ever been on a balloon, in a balloon?
I have not.
You haven't?
I have not.
Is that by choice?
It is by choice.
So, okay, I got to hear this. Can we put you on the spot?
Sure.
Why?
I was a New Mexico State Police officer, and when I was a rookie, I was in a helicopter accident with two officers, so I haven't been much in a aircraft other than a plane, so okay. It's a huge step for me, but one of these days, I will do it when I'm ready, but everybody's encouraged me, and everybody's been supportive, so one day, we'll get up into it, because I want to do it, but it's just, I got to be right.
Okay, no pressure, and it's interesting, because we were at an event yesterday with the escapees. These escapers is actually escapers. Who they were, escapers. And we asked a group of 50 or 60 people if anybody had been in a balloon. And I think one person raised their hand, so none of them. So I guess the point I'm making here is coming out to the Balloon Fiesta, there is so much, even if you don't go for in a balloon.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's a lot of events, a lot of different things to see around here besides the balloon, but that's our main attraction, but there are a lot of other things to do while you're here. We just had the music fiesta that just finished up here shortly, but there's a lot of things to do and a lot of things to see.
Well, one of my favorite things on the Midway here, or they call it Main Street, is funnel cakes, and they're right there. We love the funnel cakes. And all the kids here, I think, love the funnel cakes as well.
Yes, and just for those people listening who have never been here, there is a section, so there's, four football fields out here? Four football fields, I got that right?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
And then off of the football fields is a row of places to get souvenirs, funnel cakes, food, donuts. I saw ice cream down there, so you know where I'll be after the podcast. But I just want to give our listeners a visual of what all there is here.
I got to first off say thank you for your service as a state police officer. In today's environment, that's a tough job.
It is tough, but it's interesting.
It is. And for those of you that are in the audience here today, and you're walking by the Midway, if you want to be a state police officer, they are recruiting just right up the Midway right here. So that's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to ask, I have a question. How many RV spots are here at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta?
We have roughly 1,854 spaces.
1,854 spaces. That is incredible.
I can add something to it. We had just under 3,000 reservations this year.
3,000
reservations.
Reservations. Yeah. So lots of people on a waiting list. You do a waiting list, right?
Yep. For each day, each lot, yes.
Yeah, we got to just say they sell out. And you said there was a little bit of a glitch, but without that, it would have been 45 minutes.
Yeah, close to 45 minutes to an hour to completely sell out.
Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today. We got to talk about people planning for years to come. Right now, we're at the end of the 51st Balloon Fiesta. So we're going to talk about how people can navigate when they want to come here and they want to be able to RV here. So we are going to get into that for people.
Now, Jennifer, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many different RV lots are there? And can you tell me the names of all the RV lots?
I can. We have five areas or five locations with seven different lots. So our shortest one or smallest one is going to be in our VIP West, and it's tent camping. And then we have the VIP West.
Tent camping. So if you don't have an RV, to our listeners, if you don't have an RV, You can come to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta and tent camp.
Yep, tent camp. Yeah, we actually sold out this year. So every single day was completely sold with tents, and they're still there.
Wow, that's incredible.
So, and I just want to add on to that because, you know, if we're coming in a tent, do you provide everything that people need or
that's
just
glamping.
The tent?
That's the glamping.
Yeah.
They have that. That's a different department.
We actually have glamping, and then we had a new one this year called Camp 505, which is it's actually tent camping that they provide everything. And once you're done your 3 days, you pack everything up and it's yours and you can go. And
so you said if somebody wants to come tent camping, you provide the sleeping bags, the bedding, all of that. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So people can be right here on property and they don't need an RV, and that's good to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then from there, what are the next biggest, you don't have to do it in order, but the next camp?
I have my south lot, which is, or my south location, which has three lots. We've got standard, box view, and then premium, which is full hookups.
Oh, okay. So there are four full hookups over there. Okay, good to know. That's where I want to be next year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then they have pump trucks for those that aren't full hookups. They're boondocking, basically, right?
Yeah, we found the pump trucks yesterday during our show.
Yes, that's right. During our show, yep.
Yeah, we have a third party that does provide water and pumping for small fee, but yes, they do it for them. So yeah, it helps us out.
Okay. You're listening to the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. We are in the top 10% of all podcasts in the world. And you can be a part of it by staying here and watching as we record this podcast. Now, after the break, we're going to ask Jennifer some questions like, when should you start planning to come to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta in an RV? Are the sites dry hookups or is there all kinds of hookups? We just talked about that one. Patty, you went out of order. You owe me a lap around the field. Now, we travel with our pets, and a lot of questions I've heard here is, can I bring my pets with me to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta? And we're going to cover all of that and more right after this.
The most important part of your RV is the roof. If your roof leaks, your trip and your RV get ruined. You can take it to a dealership or service center to be maintained at their expensive rates. Or you can maintain it yourself over a weekend for a fraction of the cost. Liquid Rubber RV Roof Products will keep you dry and leak-free. Visit shopliquidrubber.com/RVLife. Use coupon code RVLifePod15OFF to save 15%. That's shopliquidrubber.com/RVLife.
National Indoor RV Centers with over 1,000 motorhomes available across multiple locations. National Indoor RV Centers continues to provide an outstanding hassle-free motorhome ownership experience. National Indoor is the number one Newmar dealer in the nation and also features brands like Integra, Winnebago, and much more. Visit NIRVC.com and become a part of the National Indoor RV Centers family.
I'm Dan Hunt. This is the RV Life Podcast, and we are here with Jennifer Sherman, who is the manager of the RV Spot. So if you're an RVer and you're walking by right now, you want to come over to this table and listen to what we have to say about RVing at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. Now, there's a lot coming up tonight. We have some fireworks coming up later on tonight. The parachute jumpers that have fireworks on their feet. Okay, that sounds a little crazy to me, but they are here and they are having fun doing what they're doing. We also have an incredible drone show coming up. So if you like drones, you got to see what these guys are doing. And there's their drone-proof car right next to us over here. You got to see what these guys are doing. This is not just a balloon fiesta. This is entertainment for the entire family. So if you are an RVer, you want to kind of stop by and check us out as we record the RV Life Podcast here at the 51st Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta.
I was just going to go back to hearing about the different sites because Dan and I actually have our RV off property because we stay with friends. And so we have to decide where we're going to camp next year when we come back.
Right.
So now we covered the south lot, which has three different sections. What would be next?
So then, like I just earlier I said, we have VIP West, which is west of the lot, and it's just west of the museum. So it's a nice lot. It's convenient, and a lot of birds can fly over it. So it's a good place to be.
Can you see the field from there?
You can. In certain parts of it, you can.
All right, let's talk about the lot right up there that's got the best seats. I was up there last year doing some filming, and I have to tell you, it is beautiful up there. That is a place to be.
So we have to tell our listeners, you have to paint a picture because they can't see this. So Dan's pointing to right over Main Street at the top of the hill is where there's a lot. And that's probably the lot I want to be in.
We actually have two up there.
Oh, two lots. So Jennifer, you're going to tell us about that. But I want our listeners to know that that is probably the best viewing without being on the field. So
absolutely,
go ahead, tell
absolutely.
Us about that, so or the, those lots.
Yeah, the two lots that we have to the east are VIP East, hence the east, and then President's Compound, which is our premium lot that has just about everything you could want up there.
Everything up there you could want.
Yep.
So that means full hookups to an RVer. We know what that means.
Yep, full hookups, water, and then they get camping service that comes with their reservations. So, okay. Yes. Plus they get four tickets too.
I was going to say, so those reservations include four tickets for?
Per session per day.
For a session per day.
Yep.
Do any of the other lots include tickets or just those?
All of the VIP lots, so VIP West, VIP North, and VIP East all come with two tickets per session per day.
Okay, there you go. So people have to factor that in as well, including the tickets, and then you don't have to worry about transportation. But let's talk, are there shuttles? Is there shuttles from these different lots?
The only lot that has shuttles is going to be our south lot. It's furthest away from the field, so we do shuttles to and from throughout the day, or at least throughout the event, and then in the evening throughout the event.
Okay. So the other ones are easy to just walk.
Yeah, they're all walking distance. Yeah. So yeah, there's shuttles around, but they don't need them. It's all walking distance, so it's extremely close.
Now I know this isn't your area, but I'm going to put you on the spot because we used this 2 years ago every single day. And there's a bike valet here. So if you ride your bike, you actually can go to the bike valet and they'll take it and take care of it for you all day. And then when you're done and ready to leave, you can skip the traffic, skip the hassle, and just come in here on your bicycle.
Absolutely. We expanded this year, so we encourage them to ride the bikes. The traffic is getting so much heavier that we're losing parking space, so we encourage those to ride their bike. Get some exercise, but it also makes it convenient. You don't have to wait in line.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say right now that you're not allowed to bring your bike out on the field. I found that out the hard way. If you do have a bike, it's a great option to ride your bike in. Because this morning, there was so much traffic, it took me an hour and a half to get in. And we left at about 6 a.m.
We left even before that, and it took forever.
Yes. We had some of them at leave at 4 o'clock and still, you know, took a little while to get in. So, yeah, it is. We line up early.
Life right here. Our life.
Yay. And Dan is throwing RV Life podcast t-shirts to people.
Event, when I was told that this event sold out right away, that you had to be on the phone with you guys and in a holding area.
It's actually online.
Online.
All done automated.
All done automated online. So it's, tell me how fast did the RV spot, now how many spots are there?
Approximately 1,854.
Almost 2,000 spots, just short of 2,000 spots. How fast did all of those spots sell out?
About 45 minutes to an hour. It goes very fast.
Wow.
About 45 minutes to an hour. Now, if you want tickets, you can get tickets to get into the event. You can get those as late as today, when you're walking up, you can use your phone and buy your tickets to get in.
Correct. We never sell out, so tickets are available anytime. They're not dated. You can use them anytime from when you purchase them to any day that the event is going on.
Okay, so that's good to know. So the event, actually, how many days is the whole event?
The event is 9 days with 14 sessions.
9 days, 14 sessions.
All right, let's talk about sessions. I'm going to really put you on the spot for knowing stuff about the Balloon Fiesta. But that's a question that I've heard people talking about as I'm walking around and interacting with people. So tell me what a session is.
Session is when the different types of either balloons, like the morning is a liftoff or mass ascension, and then the evening is the glow. So it's inflate and they're static, but they light up and, you know, flicker and different types of things that they do while they're static.
Okay. Do you have any idea of attendance numbers on a year-to-year basis here at the Balloon Fiesta?
It varies, but last year we had 900,000 people come last year.
Wow.
900,000. We're just shy of a million. Hello, wait.
Okay, Dan's interacting with the crowd here. Just
there we go. Thank you so much.
I do have to ask a question about going back to the RV sites. Now, 9 days, could somebody come for, say, the first half of the week, or do they have to book the whole 9 days?
No, we have a three-day minimum, and you can actually start parking a week before the event, or actually the 5 days before the event. So this year, for example, we could start checking in people on October 2nd. So they can come in, get settled, not have to fight traffic, and be able to see Albuquerque before the event starts.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. 5 days before the event. And then they only have to book 3 days at a time. Okay.
I'm going to go back a little bit and talk about pets, because I said we'd talk about pets. Can people bring their pets just walking around? Or do we have to leave them in the RVs?
You'll have to leave them in the RVs. They can be locked within each lot. They have to be on a leash, but they are not allowed in the park itself.
They're not allowed in the park itself.
Except for service dogs.
Yeah,
service dogs are allowed.
Okay. There's just too many people here to have pets. And I love pets. No offense to any of them. But yeah, it just gets to be too many. And I guess with kids, you can bring them to the field, but not leave them in the RV unless they're
That's
late.
A good idea. They could probably bring them with you.
Yeah, you should probably bring them with.
And children 12 and under are free with a paid adult.
Oh, okay. 12 and under, free with a paid adult. That's great.
Wow. This is the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. That's her. She's passing out t-shirts for free over here just for being part of the crowd. And we will be back right after this.
Does dropping your motor coach off at the truck stop full of semi-trailers for new tires give you nightmares? Eliminate the unknown and get your new motorhome tires mounted while you watch at your campsite or wherever you are parked. MotorhomeTires.com takes care of the entire process for you. We come to you with your new tires, mount them at balance beads, and we even dispose of your old tires. With MotorhomeTires.com, you'll also enjoy great prices and new tires with guaranteed fresh date codes. And enjoy sweet dreams instead of truck stop nightmares with your friends at MotorhomeTires.com.
Protecting your RV investment means being ready for anything. An extended RV warranty from Wholesale Warranties is the best way to make sure that if an RV failure happens, you can afford to get back to enjoying the RV life as soon as possible. RV warranties are available for motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers, new and used, across the U.S. Visit WholesaleWarranties.com for a free personalized RV warranty quote today and hit the road with peace of mind tomorrow.
I've got to tell you, National Indoor RV Centers, they are just incredible people. When you spend as much money as those people in that lot right up there are spending on an RV, $300,000 to $500,000. You're an RVer. There you go. I don't have any more shirts for you, but you can come and get a sticker if you want.
I may have one.
But National Indoor, they are absolutely incredible. You know, some people walking by the crowd are putting thumbs up. Brett and his team. Brett is the CEO of National Indoor, and they are just incredible people. People that you do want to do business with.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got distracted by the crowd. This doing the podcast live is dangerous. We're usually sitting in our RV.
People like free stuff.
But I do have to agree with Dan and IRBC. The people are just real people. And that's the kind of people we like to be connected with.
Now, you want to talk about real people. Right now, we're going to go to Patrick Buchanan, who is with RV Life. And he's going to give you the pro tip of the week. Right here on the RV Life Podcast.
RV Life makes it easy to share your exciting RV trip with friends and family via the RV Life Trip Wizard. To share a trip with another Trip Wizard user, first open your trip, click on the wrench icon, and choose Share Trip. Now click Share Trip with another Trip Wizard user and enter the email address that person uses for their own Trip Wizard account and click Send. Your friend or family member will find your trip in their own TripWizard account under Tentative Trips, where they can view, copy, or even change the trip according to their own needs. If you simply want to share a view of your trip, even to those without an RV Life Pro account, simply choose Visitor View after clicking Share Trip and create a shareable link that allows others to see your RV journey just as you've planned it. I'm Pat Buchanan with your RV Life Pro Tip of the Week.
Thank you, Pat Buchanan. We always appreciate hearing the tips, even for Dan and I using RV Trip Wizard for over 3 years. We learn something new each time, and sharing your trip so people know where you are, where you're going. We share it with our best friend and our most responsible child. That's who we share our trips with. So RV Trip Wizard is amazing. And I got to say that because you're part of the RV Life podcast, there is a code for 25% off.
That's right. 25% off the RV Trip Wizard makes it less than a dollar a day. Less than a dollar a day to get to your destination safely. I think that's well worth it. Now, that sound means it's time for today's question of the week. The question of the week is brought to you by Clear2O and the new product, Clear2O Fresh Tank. So if you have a fresh water tank, it needs to get cleaned out every once in a while. You can't just run it for 20 years like we do and not clean it out. You got to get it cleaned out. So Fresh Tank is an easy, fun product that you can use on your RV.
And what I love about it, a lot of times cleaning your tank out is with bleach, and you have to leave it in there like 8 or 10 hours, some crazy amount of time. I personally can't stand all that bleach smell. Then you got to get it out of the tank, because your fresh tank, remember, is where you're getting your water from. With Tank Fresh from Clear2O, it goes in for about 2 hours. It doesn't have a harsh bleach smell, and it won't harm your rubber things in your water hoses. So I really love this product. We just tried it, and our water smells and looks cleaner.
And tastes better.
And tastes better, for sure. So today's live question, and we took this from, you know, we've been here for a week. We took this from the past week. People asked about coming to the Balloon Fiesta in groups, you know, as a group. And we kept Jennifer on to help us answer this. So as an RVer, they wanted to know about, you know, can you come? Are there groups that come here and RV?
We do have groups. We limit it to the number of groups that we have. That way we can live our individual customers have the ability to have a reservation too. But we do have a wait list. So if one of the groups decide they would like not to return this next year, then we pull them off the list to see if they're still interested in coming and the number of guests that they would like to bring.
And one of the groups, now yesterday we recorded the RV Life podcast at the Escapees. Wow, Jennifer, sorry.
That's all right, I get it mixed up too.
Escapees is the company, and then as part of that you can be an escaper. It's S-C-A-P-E-R. Okay, I got that. So the Escapers have a group here, and I don't know how many RVs they have, but Dan and I are part of that membership, and you know, maybe next year that's where we'll stay,
we
hang out with that group. But I know there's been Monaco groups, there's the Airstream groups. What other groups can you think of? Put Jennifer on the spot again.
That's right.
Now, your first year, a couple of years ago, we were here, and the Airstream had their national convention here at the same time. As we took off over the field, so we were in a balloon, we took off over the field, and we floated that way towards the museum. And that entire parking lot was completely full of Airstreams. I've got great pictures of that.
Yes, it's amazing to see all those silver Airstreams there. And they have usually about 150 that come. And it's incredible to see that many there. And it's just beautiful.
Wow.
It really is.
So if somebody's part of a group, I guess that's one way they could check. Like I said, I know Escapees has, they actually have three different events. So three different groups that are here. There's many other groups that come.
Yeah,
a boomer. I want to be a baby boomer.
Yeah, there's escapees, escapers, and then boomers and beliefs, I believe, are part of the escapees as well. So we have several of them. And then fantasy tours comes, Winnebago comes. We have a large group that's called Rainbow RVs that come. So we have quite a few. We have some smaller groups like friends and family that have been coming for years. But and then we do ask that it's a minimum of 20. But there are lots of groups that come in that would like to be groups, and we encourage them. But unfortunately, we limit that number. But we do put people on a wait list because I know they want to come.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to do it, is be part of one of those groups.
Now, one of the ways to stay in the loop about the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta is to follow the RV Life podcast on our Facebook page or our Instagram page, because all through the year, when there's updates, we post it there for you so you can get yourself a spot here and enjoy this. I tell you, this is one of my basket list items.
Bucket list.
I don't have a bucket list. No. We're at the Balloon Fiesta. I have a basket list. And I got to tell you, being here is one of those basket list items, and going up in a balloon and flying over this beautiful mountains and city, definitely part of my basket list item.
You know, it's one of those amazing experiences that I've had. Dan and I have done a lot of things. You can't really describe it unless you're here. I know the Balloon Fiesta, or just going in a hot air balloon, or being here is on a lot of people's bucket or basket list.
Absolutely.
It's a big one.
It is a big one. We have had people get married here. Matter of fact, during the eclipse that we had today, a gentleman proposed to his girlfriend, and she accepted. So anything can happen at Balloon Fiesta. Anything can happen.
And it does.
Anytime.
And we are truly grateful. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And thank you for having me.
We appreciate you taking the time. And anybody that wants to know about the Balloon Fiesta, they can go to AlbuquerqueBalloonFiesta.com, find out everything that they need to know. As we wrap up this is the last evening of the show, as we start wrapping up.
Yep, it is. And just a note for your listeners, RV reservations do go on sale January 10th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So they'll just go to our website, and there's a link that will be posted on there for them to do it. But we post updates and announcements for them to keep up with what we're doing. So BalloonFiesta.com is a good way to keep up with what's going on.
Okay.
And you can also see that link in the show notes below. So if you're looking at the show on your iPhone or something like that, you can see in your show notes exactly that link, so you can get all the information about coming to the Balloon Fiesta next year. You're listening to the RV Life Podcast. We are live at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, the 51st Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people here. There are thousands of funnel cakes over there. They're ready to get eaten. And there are thousands of RVs. So if you have your RV here, thank you for coming, because this has been an incredible week. Now, for those of you that are in the audience out there or listening to the sound of my voice because you're walking by, we have a lot of things coming up tonight at 7:30. The skydivers are going to be jumping out. And then after that,
Fast Tracks, then the drones at 7:45. And
the drones at 7:45. If you have not seen a drone show, you are in for something tonight. And then those fireworks, Disneyland, move over, because these are some of the best fireworks I've ever seen in my life.
Got a fun fact for you.
Fun fact, okay.
There are 500 drones that put on that drone show.
500 drones. And they're all run by one computer that's in the back of that car right over there.
It is absolutely incredible what those things can do. It's amazing.
It really is. And it's an amazing, beautiful show. I just sit back and listen to the people go, ooh, and ah. So you want to be around for that tonight. It's just really
absolutely,
very special.
And for our RV Life podcast, and this is part of the problem. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you can't talk by this point. But for our RV Life podcast listeners, I will take pictures as best I can and put it on social media if I can get them. You know, get some good pictures of that just to share what we're talking about with our listeners.
Now, over the last 2 days, we've also recorded a video version of the RV Life podcast. And we've done it from a hot air balloon. Now, today and yesterday, we did get grounded because of weather. So we didn't get up because of weather in the last couple of days. But we're looking forward to getting up tomorrow and finishing off that television show. And hopefully you'll be able to see that on our YouTube channel or on RVTV.
On Exploring Through Our Lens is our YouTube channel. Let's share that.
There you go.
Thank you for that information. 500 drones. I'm still stuck on that.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
You're listening to the RV Life Podcast live from the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt, saying have a great rest of today.
And an even better day tomorrow.